how we're gonna do that, and then see when I take them out of the box. I take them out glamorously, okay, and I kind of spread it, and then I shuffle them with that magical sense flair that I have as a national speaker. Now watch out, see now that, you see how that one popped out right away, Jocelyn? The breathe card, and look at the doodle on that. I don't know who that is, but that is not as beautiful as I am. Archangel Raphael. Take several deep breaths, exhale slowly, and I don't always read what the card says. Sometimes I like to spiritually embellish it. So it has more of that essence. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's not clear that. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Astro Lava. I'm just walking through Jocelyn a couple of steps on how the tarot cards make money. I'm starting to put together some courses, some online courses for people, because a lot of people read tarot cards. Very few people do it the way I do it. Because when you get a tarot reading from me, it's more than a tarot. Okay, it's money. So, kind of like that. So let's just do a reading right now and see what the spread. See, there's another one. So for anyone in the audience out there, I just drew a card. I did the energy level muscle testing on my tits before I started the show. And this card that popped up is a right side up card, compassion. You need to get some compassion in your life, because a lot of you don't have enough compassion. And so I think if you've got a lot of problems, the solution for you is compassion. Let's do another one now. I'm going to do a wild card on this. Everyone get into your authentic card self. I'm going to draw a wild card, and it will cover all the bases, no matter what each individual in the audience is thinking of. This will be the solution you need to hear today. Kind of like that. Now watch how I do this Hungarian shuffling method on my jeans. Watch this, Jackson. Watch. You see that? You can only do it on one boob at a time. And I never do it in the cleavage because the cards just sink down and I can't find them again. I mean, that's what happens when you're huge. So now let's get, okay, Hungarian shuffling method. Let's do that wild card. Come on, white Jesus. Okay, is everyone in your authentic card self? The cards are not giving it up. God damn it, I am complete. There it is. Oh, I see what's going on here. Okay, we got a before and after situation. They're both upside down, you guys. Upside down peace. Because you don't remember that only love is real, that's why you're not at peace. That's the before card. And the after card is, see, now I had this one during my video today that I posted on Instagram. But this one's upside down, overcoming difficulties. For some of you, the worst is not behind you, and you're about to go into it now. So, now I can do a clearing card. Would you like me to do that? I just got the sense that several people in the audience said, yes, Catherine, let's clear that. And now I'm going to do a clearing card draw. Jocelyn, I hit my alarm set because I'm going to take that CIA call. We're going to bust someone tonight on something that I can't talk about. It's real classified. If I told you, you would be majorly assassinated. Okay, let's do that clearing card as the remedy for that last card in case anyone out there is sick to their stomach. Okay, remedy card, come on. Remedy card. Okay, yeah, it's not giving it up. There it is. Okay, what's happening? Oh, now this is very rare. Wow, look at this. This is known as a V formation, otherwise known as the upside down cup. So, okay, I get it. Upside down clear audience, upside down beloved one. That's right, yeah. The messages you've been listening to, let them go. The one you think is your beloved, let them go. Let him or her or it go. You gotta let it go, because this was an upside down V formation. That means it's not right side up, it's not horizontal, it's not upside down. It's an upside down V, okay? And we had the clear audience as the before and the upside down beloved one as the after. You gotta let go of the things you're listening, the lies you're listening to from the person you think is your beloved. That's what that means. So let's open the phone lines and see what other issues and problems you have that I can help you with?
Hi, girlfriend. Sarah Jones listening in. And,
what's happening?
So, you know how I was dating, like, Diane Tangerine?
Pineapple.
Tangerina? She thought she was like grapefruit or something, but she's tangerina or avocado or some vegetable.
Zucchini.
You know how I was like totally into
picking up
girls and babes and the rusty shovel and
stupid left
the rusty
bohemian hippies
glass or whatever the other place was. You know, it was something else before it's what it is now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The shot glass, the rusty shot glass or something.
So hold on. I'm just like trying to not deal with this. There's like a Zoom meeting going on. I'm supposed to be in. Hold on.
Oh, don't you just hate that Zoom meeting crap?
So not in it. Okay. Just whoops. Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
I just clicked the Zoom meeting off, so I guess I'm not on it anymore.
Don't you hate
well,
that?
I guess they'll find out later. I was supposed to be like some guest speaker on something like how to quadruple your investment in Bitcoin just by doing lucid dreaming using a yogic method I learned on the beach.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And so, I guess I'm not doing that, so that's how I go with the flow.
Oh, totally.
Was it really meant for me either?
No, vibrationally, it wasn't your rhythm, you know? I mean, it wasn't vibrationally correct
for
you.
Wasn't.
And that's the essence that I want to teach people in my new tarot courses coming up.
Mm-hmm.
When things are not vibrationally correct for you, and you still try to do them.
Oh, yeah.
You're really setting up a karmic pitfall or a black hole.
Oh.
Depending on, you know, which club I speak at, I would call it a karmic butthole.
Right.
And then you're gonna fall into the shit.
And oh,
it's
black,
it's dark, it's shit.
Stinks.
It's shit.
Yeah, it's like shit.
For you, it's a black hole of nothingness.
Like
and
cave.
It sucks everything out of your life. And a lot of people keep doing that. They haven't woken up yet.
Oh, I know.
And a lot of these people think they are woke.
Yeah.
But they are so not woke. They're asleep. And they keep making the same mistakes that don't bring in the cash like clockwork. And I'm going to show them how to do that with my tarot courses. You know, kind of like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, so,
It's going to be so fabulous.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah, so let's open the phone lines and find out if anyone else has problems out there, I can solve with the tarot and my beauty.
Hey, it's Glenn.
Hi, Glenda.
So we got kind of like a sunny, overcast day.
Oh, here, nice.
So it's kind of like that harsh winter light I can't stand.
I cannot stand that.
The doctor says I might have cataract surgery for my glaucoma and wet and dry macular degeneration.
That is a
problem. He says I'm going deaf in one ear.
That's bad.
And,
that's bad, I said.
My cellulite is off the charts. I got liver enzymes elevated.
I don't think she can hear me.
I got internal hemorrhoids poking out.
Oh, dear.
I got SIBO, small intestinal blastoma overload.
I can hear that.
And that's where you got cancer of the intestines.
Uh-huh.
And then something about my prostate is ready to come out. And I said, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't.
I had that. I never heard that.
You don't have one, Glenda.
That's right, Roger Jones. You got all these problems. I'm surprised you're still alive. I says,
Roger.
Roger Jones. I was telling this to Celia. She says, what the hell? I says, that's right, Celia. They thought I was Roger Jones.
Oh, my God.
See, I know I don't look like Princess Diana, but for God's sakes, I'm not that fucking hideous. Blue smoke in his face. I said, get out of here, doctor, man. Still got all my original plumbing, honey. I don't got
good for you.
A stinking prostate.
Oh, God.
Besides, if I had one,
Glenda,
I wouldn't need it removed. I'm healthy. I'm a smoker. I got smoker smarts.
Yeah, I hear you, Glenda. Let's draw a card. Did you need some healing immediately, or would you like to wait until later?
Let's do it now. Yeah.
And see what the cards reveal for Glenda in that healing essence.
There it
is, Glenda. All is well, and it's on top of healthy lifestyle.
What's that mean?
That's very unusual, Glenda. This tells me it's an, you know, the underneath and on top of situation. Now, they're both right side up, and that's the only good news I have on this. Two right side up cards. The all is well is on top of the healthy lifestyle. That means the top card is the lie. And the one on the bottom is the what's really going on underneath. So yeah. You try to make everything all as well.
Yeah, that's why I smoke.
But really what's going on the inside is you do not have a healthy lifestyle.
Well, okay? It's them pills.
And that's what this top of card on top of another card means. The top card is the lie. And the bottom card is what you need to address.
The vaccine.
You need to address the issue of healthy lifestyle. And my guess is you don't have it, Glenda. I mean, you might need to go into some advanced therapy with my Brain Train Don't Go Insane program. You know, I'm doing courses.
Yeah, I might need some a couple of courses.
Mm-hmm, I can do that.
You know, I haven't been feeling myself lately.
Well, I think then...
You know, I had like...
I think you need a course.
10 booster shots. You know, I heard your governor, Gavin Newsom, is... Missing in action.
Oh,
he's MIA after
he
got the booster shot for the COVID shit.
That's right.
Rumor has it he's having an adverse reaction. Do you think he's dead, honey?
I can't say because what I know about the situation is classified.
Whoa, so there's like something really big going on.
It's really big.
Tell us. I mean, it's like there's a total media blackout of Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
The dude who single-handedly destroyed California, and yet his dumb bitch of a wife gets on Twitter and blasts everyone, and then she deleted her tweet that told everyone stop hating and get a life. It's like, listen, bitch.
I know.
We're trying to get a life, but every time we try to get a life in the last year and a half, it's way fucking past 2 weeks to flatten the curve, bitch.
Way past.
How are we supposed to get a life when your dumb ass of a husband keeps taking it away from us, dumb hoe?
You got a lot of class, Johnson. Yeah, I respect
that
you.
That is amazing.
Tell it like it is, just lay it out here. Oh my god, I wonder if I should change my diapers. I had to wear adult diapers this week, you know. In fact, Sylvia came over last night, we was watching Love Boat, and said, honey, while I'm eating popcorn and talking to you watching the Love Boat, I'm taking a dump.
Oh my god.
She didn't believe me. I said, honey, take a whiff. I'm gonna go change. And then she laughed and didn't come back. So anyway, I'm wearing these adult diapers for a week. You know, what with my SIBO? Strange Illumination Butthole.
No.
Or something. I don't know what it stands for.
SIBO is Small Intestine Bacterial Overgrowth.
Yeah, Glenda, you have an overgrowth in your bacterial overgrowth intestinal portal tube.
Right.
Or something like that. Maybe you should have those removed.
Well, you can't remove your intestines. You wouldn't be able to digest anything.
That's
or, you
true.
Know, past bowel movements.
Yeah, honey, I'm having a lot of trouble passing things except gas.
Oh, dear.
So I don't know if I got a blockage up there or if there's nothing going on. Maybe it's like, you know, my stomach muscles is screaming for more food, so that's why.
Oh, that's an issue.
You know, we try to go to China Buffet at least once a day. You know, and I have like 5 plates
for that nutrition.
And cram it all because I'm trying to like push it out. Like whatever is stuck in there.
Oh, yeah.
If I could push that out, you know. And so I'm trying to work my way up to like 8 plates.
Whoa, so Glenda, you're overeating. You probably should like cut down and only have like half of a plate's worth of food.
For the nutrition.
Maybe, are you asking me or telling me this? That California speaking, maybe you should do this. Get this California crap you got.
No, I was telling you, Glenda, and that's... You know, I was making a statement.
Yeah, but see, Jonathan, I know what she's talking about. You're doing the up-talk, you end a statement like this, and it sounds dorky and kind of like floozy-like. It sounds like you're picking up Diane Feinstein Tangerina and the Rusty Shale. The Rusty Shovel with the Rusty Nail combined. I guess that's in a cocktail, isn't it, with a twist?
Something like that, yeah. So anyway, just hold on.
Yeah, I didn't get that joke, you guys.
Are you done?
I'm doing doing a bong hit because it's like I gotta get ready for this next Zoom meeting where I'm another guest speaker telling people how they need to stop trying to invest in gold and silver and instead go into Bitcoin the way that I do it, because it totally quadruples your money in 24 hours or less. And so anyway, but that's with a minimum investment of 10 million Bitcoin.
Is that it?
10 million individual Bitcoin. Yeah, so, you know, that's like in the billions. So it's really not for people who have fives and tens to invest. A $5 bill or a $10 bill. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, for the billionaires. So hold on.
People like me, you know.
Sorry, guys, I had a couple of subs.
Yeah, I don't know if Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are going to be on this call this time. So I probably ought to prepare for that.
I would do that.
Mellow out. I'm trying to chill. So I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye,
Jonathan. God, he's so full of class. He's so rich.
Oh, he's loaded.
I wonder if Herbert Fat Fog is going to be on that Zoom call.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, honey, I'm starting to get a whiff. I think I better go change my diaper.
Oh, good lord.
I gotta do something about this SIBO.
Yes, you do.
So I'll talk to you later. All right.
Okay, good night, Linda. That's terrible. Johnny, close the phone calls, the phone lines. I'm feeling a vibration that's kind of like a tingling down my leg. I don't have to go to the bathroom, but I'm feeling like I need a jacuzzi. Like I need to bathe or be sanitized. Good night, everyone. It was kind of like that, you know, it just said kind of like that to Jocelyn, and I said, now just let me do the talking. So we walked in. We were not wearing the masks, even though the sign on the door said everything in Palm Springs, every indoor business, you know, whatever this stupid language. And they said every indoor business requires that you wear a mask, according to the city of Palm Springs. And so I walked into the store, I asked the person, I said, do I have to wear a mask? I'm vaccinated with CIA vaccines. And he said, mumbling through his mask, yes. I didn't even say anything, I just spun on my heel and walked out the door. We walked out to the limo. And I was like, I am done with communist Palm Springs. I told Johnny, I said, I can't even stand to drive through the city just to get out of it. Call the chopper. And so, you know, Johnny One, who's, you know, the sound engineer, he's the limo driver. Johnny One called Johnny Two. And Johnny Two drives the chopper. And so we got that chopper in and we just flew out of there. And I suggest, can we nuke the site from orbit just to be sure? And they said, we don't have any nukes, ma'am. I said, okay, well, I'll have to look into that. I'll have to get some. Because I'm just done with it. Totally done with communist California. Let's open the phone lines and find out what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Oh, hi, girlfriend.
Hello.
So, L.A. is practically, I mean, it might as well be in a lockdown because they require you to be vaccinated.
Wow.
And show your vaccine passport and stuff. So it's totally communist in L.A. now.
Yeah, I was looking at a couple of catalogs today of a couple of islands.
Oh,
and
sweet.
And I was like, Jocelyn, how do you feel about living on an island, like, away from here?
Totally.
And because that's, you know, plus California has a drought now. They've got signs over the freeway.
Oh, I know.
Telling us that there's a drought.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the governor, Gavin Communist Newsom, emptied this huge supply of water we had into the ocean.
Totally.
Because the environmentalists said it was hurting some microscopic rare bug or something.
Right.
So they let out all of California's water.
I know.
Into the ocean. Oh my God.
I know. It's just the stupidity is, I mean, it's worse than stupidity because it's
off the charts.
It's malevolent.
Exactly.
They intend to be bad.
Yes.
They know they're doing bad things, and they want to do bad things, mm-hmm. and that makes them evil. You know, these people need to be killed.
No, I agree. I mean, that's why I said, can we nuke the site from orbit?
Right.
Drop the bomb now.
Right.
You know, I mean, I meant, you know, afterward.
Right,
safe
right.
enough distance away
when
from
you're far
it.
Away from the
then
blast.
Then drop the bomb. Is it a time release bomb?
Oh,
can we drop it now?
That would be cool.
And then, like, detonate it when we're safely away. And they said they don't work that way. And plus, we don't have any nuclear bombs.
Right.
So I sicked Jocelyn on to, like, getting some catalogs from Harrods or, like, Dubai or somewhere.
Right.
It's like, get me a catalog with some bombs, like nuclear bombs. It's like, the rich can buy anything, and so I need to buy some nuclear bombs.
Oh, that's cool.
And start dropping them on these liberal cities that are communist now. These shithole cities run by shithole Democrats.
You know, I wonder, like, because, you know, I've heard you talk in the past before about, you know, your sense of style
fashion,
and all that. It's
beauty.
Like, did you ever check to see if Neiman Marcus carried any nuclear bombs?
Oh my god. Jocelyn, would you call Neiman Marcus and have
yeah.
them send me their Christmas catalog of bombs, of nuclear bombs?
Right.
Not a nuclear one. I want a hypersonic nuclear bomb.
Sweet.
That can go in space and then come back out of space.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like the UFOs, you know, space, above the water, into the water, back, out of the water. I want a UFO, okay.
A tic-tac.
Hold on, Jocelyn, I'm
okay.
making my last.
Right, yeah, it's cool.
Jocelyn. Call Neiman Marcus and say,
oh.
My client, don't say my name, my client wants a hypersonic brand name nuclear bomb that can go into space. Okay? There we go. Okay, I'll probably have one tomorrow. Jocelyn can't get anything done. You know, she's one of these maids
who
belongs to Maids Anonymous, Ma.
Oh,
they
right,
get
yeah.
everything done that the CIA and the FBI just can't because the CIA is so flaccid. And the FBI is so flaccid. What a bunch of losers they are.
But I thought you were in the CIA, so how come you're talking that way about the very firm you're in?
Oh, because I'm in the department of that is nameless. It's on the black budget. No one knows about it. No one knows I'm in the CIA.
Right.
I mean, even the people in the CIA don't know I'm in the CIA.
Oh.
That's how clandestine is, Jonathan.
Okay, that's
so it's
sweet.
Like kinda like that.
Kinda
yeah,
like
I'm not
that.
In the bad part of the CIA.
Oh.
Most of the CIA is fantastic.
Oh, alright. Well.
And a lot of good people are in the FBI too. I'm talking about these woke, flaccid, dribbling idiots.
Right.
Dribbling into their incontinence pants and their bedpans and their critical race bullshit. They embody the N-word. Okay, I'm not gonna say the word, you know the word.
Oh,
whoa. Nothing. That's the word.
Oh,
they got
okay.
nothing for brains,
yeah.
nothing for soul, nothing for ethics, and nothing in their heart for the United States of America.
So, I don't even know why our tax money goes to pay for their, you know, salary and pension when I think they should just be fired or at least killed for treason. I mean,
well,
is that something that can happen?
That is the law. I mean, when you read the law, the punishment for treason is
death.
Up to and possibly including death.
Right, I know,
so
yeah.
I think we're going to have an exciting next week.
Oh, sweet.
The fixed star Al Gore. Not Al Gore, but Al Gore. And that happens on, what is the date for that? Jocelyn, bring me my phone, the one that works. Okay, hold on, let me just check this date. Oh, the 19th, November 19th is when all hell will break loose.
I'll take that day off.
Including 5 days before, 5 days after, and 6 months after, because we're in eclipse season.
Oh, shit.
Now, there's a theory out there with some astrologers who I listen to that say, maybe, because, like, the fixed star Al Gore is evil and violent. I mean, it is the... If Satan had a star, it's this one. It is the...
Wow.
Embodiment of hell in the heavens.
Whoa.
It is the absolute worst thing. And there's an aspect of Hillary Clinton's chart that falls directly on that.
No kidding.
When this happens. Also something in Bill Clinton's chart.
Oh, wow.
Something in Trump's chart, but it's not as big a deal as the Clinton one. Now, I'm thinking that either the Pope or Joe Biden or Fauci or Bill Gates or one of the Clintons or both is going to just have the worst week ever next week.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Because of a little birdie told me in the department of.
Really?
Boy, do I have dirt on those people.
Oh,
I'm telling
sweet.
You'll never hear it on the news, Jonathan, and it's bad.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. I can't wait till it comes out.
So is there anything else you can tell us about what happens on the 19th of November, 2021? Because, I want to get ready in case I maybe need to buy an island myself.
Oh my God.
Or a bomb shelter on the island. Mm-hmm. So, be on an island, but a mile underground, just to be safe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've already got a reservation at the Svalbard's Global Seed Vault, and that is deep inside a mountain on a remote island in the Svalbard Archipelago, halfway between Norway and the North Pole. And it's the Global Seed Vault. I said, move some of those seeds out of the way. How much of the seeds? I'll buy my own seeds, okay? I need a room there. They said, ma'am, it's not a hotel, it's the Global Seed Vault, in case something bad happens. I said, honey, I'm an astrologer. I'm a former national speaker who also works for the CIA now, and my tits are really big and I'm beautiful, okay? I'm topless, no panties, only wearing the sandals. I need, the penthouse suite, but underground, in the seed vault. They said, ma'am, it's not a hotel, and he hung up on me. Well, I had Kathy, Maggie, Anne-Marie, Cespatch, and China Dinette. You know, she sells China Dinettes. Oh, no, it's Dinah Chinette. I never mess up her name. Anyway, they got on the horn, and they traced the call, and we found out who that fucker was. And so he's now getting penalized with all kinds of tax audits in his country, and he'll never see the light of day. So he probably doesn't work there anymore because they're going to audit him every single week. And that just takes a lot of time, so I don't think, at least wherever he was stationed in the seed vault is now an open space for me to move in. So I'm either going to be in Svalbard or somewhere in the tropics, just away from the pigs.
So what else is going to happen, on the 19th?
Johnny, let's open the phones.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, callers, are you there? Because I have a tickle in my throat. And I'm going to take a sip of wine, of my boxed wine on ice from Bennigan's, and then I'm going to get into this reading.
Hey, it's Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
I was listening to you while I was on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out here in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm down to only four plates.
Four plates.
Oh. And so I got a little triggered.
At the buffet, yeah.
And I had to light up a couple more cigarettes and try the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard on your radio show that you was talking about there's going to be some bad shit coming down.
Yes.
Next week on Friday.
Exactly.
What is that bullshit?
Let me tell you what's going to happen. So Friday, November 19th, I've got a chart up right now for Los Angeles for 1:38 p.m. The time doesn't really matter. I mean, the day is what's going to happen. So Pisces is rising. Neptune will still be retrograde in Pisces. And Uranus will still be retrograde in Taurus. The moon will be in Gemini. Okay? And then Jupiter is direct in Aquarius. Saturn is direct in Aquarius. Pluto is direct in Capricorn. Venus is direct in Capricorn. The midheaven is in Sagittarius, so it's like we're going to be shooting these arrows all over the place. The sun is in Scorpio, and Mercury is in Scorpio, and Mars is in Scorpio, opposite of the Uranus in Taurus, okay? And that is going to be the explosion. So Mars direct in Scorpio, squaring Uranus retrograde in Taurus, kaboom. Okay, and then the sun opposite the moon in Gemini. So sun in Scorpio opposite the moon in Gemini. Do you see how this could go either way, plus with that Uranus, I mean, uprooting things in Taurus. The moon is how we feel on the inside, but it's Gemini, so we're going to have to do things twice, and is it going to be this or is it going to be that? Sun is maximizing Scorpio. Mercury is going to tell the big, deep, dark secrets in Scorpio, and Mars in Scorpio, oh, jeez. I mean, like, get out of the way. I mean, that is the nuclear bomb right there. And remember, Saturn's in Aquarius, so it's putting the brakes on what the people really want. And Pluto is direct in Capricorn, destruction of the government, okay? And Venus is in Capricorn. And she just doesn't like being in Capricorn. It's like, we've got stuff to do, okay? So with Saturn in Aquarius and Jupiter in Aquarius, that's like 1 foot on the gas, 1 foot on the brakes. Okay, it's just like whatever. And don't ever underestimate Neptune retrograde in Pisces, because that means we are seeing things clearly and we may not want to. That's why people are going to lose their heads.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I finally got through. Johnny had me on hold. I was trying to call in super early and just be so spiritual and holy, filled with the holiness.
Oh, yeah.
But, so anyway, I was here now. Cousin Ernie had an accident.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
He got into the garage. He was playing with the bottles of what I've got, my death spray. I've got Master Kill. Mm-hmm. Bug spray and Death Master. Those are my favorite sprays for spraying the bugs.
Chocolate, do my chocolate.
He got into them and
he's telling a story.
Drained them and he had to get rushed to the hospital again. They tried to pump his stomach. I said, now let's not rush this. I think I want a second opinion.
Yeah.
And because you know I have that insurance policy on him, I don't want to rush things
right.
In case something tragic happens, like he lives to tell about it.
Okay.
I need this money. I got so much on this guy. Or girl, or it, or they, I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's some kind of fossil animator.
Or an alien.
Hell,
or an alien.
Anyway,
that's
so they said, no, we need to pump his stomach now. I said, well, am I even here on the planet?
Exactly.
And I left the emergency room, and I just went home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I need to talk to Jesus. Jesus, talk to Pernie and tell Pernie something. Tell Pernie to sing your tune.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Bible fell off one of the shelves I got. I got a whole shelf full of Bibles.
Oh,
and a Bible fell off and bonked me on the head.
Oh, God.
And one of the dumb birds then called an ambulance.
Oh,
and then
God.
I went to the same hospital and ended up getting the same bed in the same room as Cousin Pernie.
Oh,
and I heard them pumping. So I went back there, and I'm sitting there thinking, why am I here with a bump on my head next to Cousin Ernie?
Well,
everything going wrong in Pernod's day today.
That is some really tricky karma, Pastor Man. So do you know what Jesus wants you to do now?
That is bullshit, Pastor Man. Oh my God,
so
I can't imagine being in the hospital.
It's terrible.
Having a bump on my head.
I had
a
big bump.
Getting your stomach pumped.
Well, you would hate that, Glenda, because what with your TV dinner diet,
that's right.
Now that you're off the stool softener diet, you probably wouldn't want to part with your TV dinner.
Oh my God, I just love TV dinner.
Well, so anyway, then Pernia just said, I can't stay here anymore. And
no.
The doctor said, well, we'd like to do a couple of tests.
Oh no.
I know what you guys' racket is. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do tests on me for a little bump on the head. Why don't you go do tests on yourself and cram it?
Good for you.
And then I left there, and I left Cousin Ernie there either. I didn't sign him out. So, I think he's still there.
Well, good for you.
I don't think I have any identification on him, so maybe someone will find him or he'll get lost.
Oh, but that's
play with the bottles of fluids in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he'll find his way down the elevator shaft and end up in the
morgue. Oh, God, yeah.
But I just can't wait to get rid of Cousin Ernie.
Well, so there's a lot of death on the conversation tonight.
There
is. That's when you were talking about nukes and bombs.
Scorpio energy.
You know, leaving and all that stuff. Glenda's got a form of leaving. I mean, she's killed her.
Yeah.
I don't mean like as in comedy, as in you totally killed.
Did Glenda kill someone?
Your stool softener diet.
Oh,
but
no,
I mean, you did go off your stool softener diet, Glenda. That's a form of a kind of a death, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And so just people are just done. I think we're just
done
with
done.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, that
we're just done with, you know?
Yeah, that has got Christian language, but I was agreeing with you, Jonathan. That's holiness right there. We need to be done with this stuff. This,
that's right.
I call it the solid comforts. We need to be done with this solid comforts stuff and this solid comforts lifestyle. We just need to get on with it.
Oh, dear. I call it bullshit. That's what I call it. I am not afraid to say it. What are they going to do? Cancel my mouth? Oh, God. Smoke just came out between my teeth like a dragon.
Oh, good heavens. Well, there is a lot of Scorpio energy. Remember, it's Mars and Scorpio. I mean, that's just bullshit.
That's right there. Demonic.
That's the bomb and explosions, and that all hits Satan. Next Friday, okay, November 19th. And so, like, we all need to rise above it.
Okay? That's right.
Like, raise that frequency.
Yes.
Raise your vibration. I'm going to clear that right now. Hold on.
Hello, Jesus.
I'm going to clear this.
Will you
cut
do
those
it?
Cords, because we don't need to be holding on to
cords?
Anything that we're done with. And that's
why
this time,
cord?
Like, starting now, people. Now, God damn it, I am complaining.
This is foul language.
Get rid of it. Release it. Let it go. Drop it. Be done with it. Now is the perfect time to make very quick, final decisions.
That's right.
You're done with it.
Send in the
then
money to Jesus.
Get rid of it. Walk away from it.
That's right.
Door slam.
Here, here.
It's like, we're totally done with that. Jocelyn, where is that Neiman Marcus catalog with the nuclear bombs?
Well, I think we need to have a fundraiser and give out monies and candies and prizes so we can get people just worked up into this. We gotta get the word out and raise money while they're on that emotional high and get them to send in all their money to Jesus.
You have coupons or this whatever hell it is you're gonna plan, because I know I'm not gonna be able to afford it again, you know? Hey.
Well, I got you that other thing, Glenda, for whatever it was, $10,000. I don't know what we were supposed to do. I was supposed to sit there and clap at the last fundraiser, and I did. And so Glenda was next to me, and all we did was clap. And then we made, like, 10 grand.
Yeah, well, I already spent it because I got all these taxes to the IRS and all these credit card bills and shit, and they repoed two of my cars from, like, 5 years ago, and they sent me another bill on that. I don't know why. When they repo your car, why do they send you a bill?
Do you remember who sent you that bill, Glenda? Was that from New Jersey?
Let me see here. I got it right here. Hold on.
Good.
Yeah, it's from New Jersey.
Oh, my
it's
God.
From New Jersey Ministries.
I knew it. I knew it. They is fraud, Glenda. I hope you didn't send them your money.
I
because
did.
Because that is a fraud church. And
oh,
I've been trying
God.
To sue them with Tinky Doodle and Cock-Eye Attorneys at Law. They're the lawyers for the network. So don't send them money, Glenda. They is evil. They send it to the communists.
Well, then I just funded the communists because I sent them my money. That's where most of the 10 grand went.
Oh, my God.
Can I get it back? Oh, my God.
Now, Glenda, because we're recording this, I can send a voice print to the good people in the CIA and FBI. We can have that person rubbed out by morning, okay? So you just, send me an email, shoot me a text with the address of this New Jersey Ministries.
Yeah.
And we'll look it up on the database. And I'm telling you, they're not going to be at the seed bank with me, that's for sure.
I want these people thrown off a short pier wearing concrete shoes, okay?
Totally agree.
Because I've had enough with people taking advantage of me and the middle class.
Well, I mean...
Me and the lower middle class.
Well...
Me and the poor.
There you go, yeah. Well, we'll get on it, Glenda, don't worry. Anne-Marie Cespatch, yeah, she's down a few points. That's what we call them. You just have to fill out the paperwork when you're told, you know, here's the kill list for the week, for the month, for the year. And she's down a couple of hits, no pun intended, but that is, you know, what happens. I mean, it's a hit job. So I'll just give it to her, and she can go wipe out New Jersey Ministries, and we can also find out where they're shuffling that money. I'd love to know if it's going to Gates, Fauci, the Pope, and the Clintons, or someone else.
Oh, my goodness. And then you could get them all out of the building, and then Pernod could get that building with that eminent domain piece of paperwork you was telling me about last week on how I could take over all the churches, like taking over the church of Joel Osteen or Joyce Myers or Rick Warren, and I could have all the churches for Pernod, and then everyone could send in all their money from their congregations to Pernod, and I'll send it to Jesus, of course.
So do they have like CBD lounges in any of these ministries?
No,
maybe that's a way you could like make more buckage. You know, more bucks for
what?
God or bucks for the Bible. Bible bucks. You know, there's a freebie.
Oh my goodness, I gotta take notes of this in my biblical class. Let me just type this down. CBD. What is that? Christ Bible? What's the D stand for?
No, it's cannabidiol. It's CBD oil. You know, it's the latest thing. It's like in every product nowadays. It's in hand creams. You can drink it. You can eat it. You can cook with it. You can put it in the bath. You can put it in your head. You can just wear it, smell it, sniff it, snort it, eat it. And it calms you down. Just makes you chill. Makes you mellow, you know. So you don't have to smoke pot. You can just take CBD.
Yeah, that sounds like something I could use right about now, because I'm telling you, after the day I had, I am so wound up. I'm just like so...
What?
You know, I'm just throwing a fit. I mean, listen
you
to
is?
Me. I'm just... I'm like wild. I'm crazed. I'm, God, this is a good cigarette tonight.
Now, Blender, you know smoking's a sin, but you can send in your money to Jesus anyway. When we take over this new ministry, Blender, God will show favor on you, and you can even come to the fundraiser as a guest to honor, and I won't charge you a ticket price.
Well, as long as it's free, you know, because all my money went to the fraud ministries, but... Shelby's gonna make popcorn while we watch the love.
Oh, okay, my goodness.
I'll talk to you later, guys. Good night.
Good night, Glenda.
Good night, Glenda.
Yeah, I gotta go, too. Oh, okay. I'll be a date tonight with Elise.
Elise.
Scanburn.
Who is that?
Do you know her?
No.
Of the Scanburn family.
No.
They invented this technology that scans stuff. And,
no.
So anyway, I'm going out with her,
Bye. Okay, bye, Jonathan.
Bye, Jonathan.
Well, let's close the show out.
Yes, I will talk to you later, and then we'll put together this fundraiser
yes.
and make millions of bucks.
That's
and
right.
get that new building in Jersey.
Sounds like a deal.
Good night.
Good night. And good night, everyone. Jell-O recipe, and I said, you know what, if you don't tell me your recipe, I'll get you fired. And that was the end of that, and then I fired her.
Well, so that's kind of like how we have to do things these days. I mean, if they're not gonna, you know,
spill
the beans and give up the cojones, then we need to fire them.
No bohunkus. No bohunkus is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I need to keep it a little quiet tonight. I can't scream at Jocelyn like I normally do.
Why?
Because my toe polish is drying and it's very gentle. It's delicate.
What?
It's by Lalique.
Lalique.
And it's from France.
Uh-huh.
And it breaks under the wrong vibration. And so...
Oh.
My fortitude, vocal presence...
Uh-huh.
could crack my toe polish, and I don't want it to look antique. You know, I don't want that antique, cracked look.
Right.
I'm going for the smooth, plush, French fashion Vogue look on my toes. Oh, sorry.
Well,
Jocelyn put a sound meter in here, so in case I get too loud, I can see ahead of time before, you know, the trauma hits my toes.
Oh.
And then I can be prepared. So, kind of like that.
So, post-traumatic toe stress disorder, PTSD, is probably something you could, you know, launch as sort of an ancillary brand, you know.
Hold on, I'm grabbing a post-it. Post-traumatic. Post-traumatic. Toe stress disorder.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
Isn't that good?
Hold on just a minute.
Alright.
Jocelyn. I can't scream.
Oh.
Jocelyn. Hello.
Can she hear you?
Jocelyn, I can't even do the ding-a-ling. And I'm afraid to do the ASMR activation with the scissors. I just don't know what level of vibrations could set off the toe bone.
Oh, that's true.
So it really is a case of PTSD.
Yeah.
And I'm suffering from that right now. I'm feeling the need, the urge, the desire to go back to the old normal when I could
scream at Jocelyn and tell her what to do in order of everything.
Sorry, I was rehydrating, so I was trying to do more electrolytes because, you know, all day on the beach, it's so dries me out, you know, it's just like I'm covered in suntan oil. And today at the beach, it was so hot.
Oh my god.
Out here in Venice Beach, I mean, it was like so hot. You know, it's just like with my dudes, my babes, we were all saying, it's like, oh my god, the sun is so hot. And it's just like, he's gonna take the tan and go and get some ice and some brewskis. And it's just like, no, dude, you're not gonna take the tan and get stuck on the freeway all the time. It's just like, oh my god. So, you know.
Oh, I know, Scoob. I love taking the 405 to the 10, you know, and then the 10 to the 405 to the 187.
To the 187.
And just, like, getting on with it. And
to the 405.
Not even going to Winchester or Mar Vista or Westchester or Marina Del Rey.
Oh, my God. Or, like, Inglewood, you know, in the West Imperial Highway. Like, the 105 going east to West Athens.
Oh, my
like
God.
Anyone goes to West Athens on their way to 110.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you take the 110 to the 405, mm-hmm. and you take that to the 10, then you end up in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. It's just like everybody knows that.
Oh, I know, and it's like Montana Avenue with Shoe Shoes.
Oh, right.
You know, when I was playing at Shoe Shoes.
I know.
It was just, like, so fabulous. Mm-hmm. An audience of 9 people showed up on opening night,
mm-hmm.
and then they closed my show.
The critics?
No, that was the audience.
Oh, well, so it's the audience.
Yeah, Yelp, you know, is usually for, like, just businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But Yelp took out a full-page ad on their own page.
You're
their
kidding.
Own webpage.
What?
From my show, so that they could have Yelp reviews on my show at Shoe Shoes. And every single one of the 9 people in the audience,
right.
not the critics, just the audience.
Right.
There were no critics.
Wow.
And every single audience member gave me Rotten Tomato scores instead of stars on Yelp. And they've never done another Yelp page on another show.
That's bad.
And I almost sued for defamation of character and other things.
Well, like, but it was like a show. I mean, were you just singing and doing monologues
and
like other stuff?
And dancing, yeah.
I know, but it's just like, why would you sue for defamation of character?
Well, because my character was Catherine Damiana Malou, mm-hmm. plays Shoe Shoes, and I'm fabulous.
Right.
My character was not Catherine Damiana Malou, plays Shoe Shoe, and she's not fabulous. She's Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh. Okay, so.
Yeah, that spiked the sound meter.
Oh,
just check my. Jocelyn! I don't think she can hear me.
No.
Let me check my toes.
What's happening?
Okay, they're not cracked.
Whoa.
So they don't look like some, one of those Parisian eggs. You know those eggs that are real expensive? Collectible eggs with cracks? I don't know what they're called. My toes don't look like that.
Oh, the cloisonné eggs or something
no,
like that. Or the eggs Cadbury eggs.
No.
I'm not sure. Scrambled?
It wasn't cloisonné, like Liz Cloisonné perfume for women. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
that. No,
mm-hmm.
it was something else.
How weird.
Cambazola, canola.
Is it a
canola
cheese?
Eggs. Oh, no, that doesn't sound right. I don't remember what it was, but it was some kind of an egg. An ancient collectible egg art thing from museums in the Louvre.
Uh-huh.
The Louvre Museum.
I'm looking this up now. So, cloisonné eggs.
That's
there
what
are
it
cloisonné
is.
Eggs
cloisonné.
That you can buy on Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then used replacement eggs from the Franklin Mint.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like cloisonné decorative eggs. Okay, here we
That's
go. Are cloisonné eggs valuable?
Job.
The average selling price for a cloisonné egg at first dibs is $6,000,
yeah, or
$6,018.
Yeah. Mine were more.
While they're typically $200 on the low end and $28,500
yeah.
for the highest price.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, cloisonné eggs.
Yeah.
I'm just not into eggs, I guess.
Well, these are art forms. They're not scrambled eggs or omelets
right.
or smushed eggs or sunny side up. These are works of art from ancient planets and sorry there goes that sound meter again.
Shit.
I'm trying to Christ on a cracker. But cloisonné is very top drawer, Jonathan. I mean, really top drawer. You can't find these at Goodwill and shit.
Oh, so, okay, hold on, let me look. Let's see. How can you tell if cloisonné is real?
I can just tell.
Consider a modern cloisonné piece. I like how they call it piece instead of
pig.
It may have an uneven or pale surface color, or maybe raised, bumpy, or detached cloisons. I don't know what a cloisson is.
I think it's like a bread.
Compare that to an 18th century piece that has a smooth texture, aged, and with vivid colors. What exactly is cloisonné? Cloisonné, pronounced cloisonnal, is ancient, how do you say it?
Cloisonné.
Cloisonnal.
Cloisonnal.
Okay, it's an ancient technique for decorating metal works with colored material held in place by separated metal strips or wire,
like a bra,
normally
for
of gold. Oh, sweet. Cloisonné enamel objects are worked on with enamel powder made into paste, which then needs to be fired in a kiln. Is it Japanese or Chinese?
I think it's from Japan.
Oh, let's see. Japanese cloisonné. Known in Japan as Shippo or Seven Treasures.
But it's also,
where does cloisonné come from?
Older.
Egypt. Oh, wow. That is ancient. Mm-hmm. You were right. I mean, God.
Yeah, and they were covered with pieces of, like, lapis lazuli, carnelian garnet, turquoise.
Sequins.
Emeralds, diamonds, rubies. This is just off the top of my head.
Glitter.
And, I think Neiman Marcus ought to carry some cloisonné eggs and cloisonné eggs.
Cloisonné.
You know, stuffed with a couple of croissants.
Oh, that sounds good. Right,
throw in an ahi salad, you got yourself a shopping day.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
I thought so. One of my toes is cracked now.
Oh,
well, it's like cloisonné. I've got cloisonné toes.
There you go.
And that just totally upped my PTSD, my post-traumatic toe stress disorder.
Oh, shit. Can you, like, wear sandals when you have PTSD? Because we're still wearing sandals in Southern California, especially here on the beach in Santa Monica, you know.
Also in La Jolla here, by Coronado and Curved Bridge.
Oh, sweet.
I'm so embarrassed now that my toes are cracked on the polish.
Shit.
Trying to cover up the cracks underneath and my nails. I got a concussion on my toes.
What?
When I was doing a special dance move in Vegas, and someone dropped a six-pack on my instep.
Ouch.
While I was doing a couple of pliés before I was about to dismount my sling that I was doing the dance in, and then I do a flip and a triple salchow and land a 10 on the mat on one foot, and it was that foot that got the beer dropped on it.
Wow.
And it caused cracks. And fractures.
That sucks.
And that's how I got a concussion in my foot.
That totally sucks.
And I never forgave the choreographer for that. Said he didn't know what was going on. That wasn't a step he planned. Well, it happened anyway.
That's always going on in show business. Stuff that's never planned,
please.
But happens anyway. Like guns going off and just killing people. So stupid.
Or farting in the middle of a very serious, heartfelt monologue about Bambi and how the flowers are dead in the forest or something.
What? Bambi the deer, like in the Disney movie?
No, I don't
remember the flowers dying in the forest in the Bambi Disney movie.
No, I was talking about Bambi Johnson. She was one of the strippers in the show.
And she
would used to take everything off and then just faint.
What?
That was her act, and then fake flowers would get pushed up and between her armpits and just other places.
And it was
like, that's a dumb act, Bambi.
Yeah.
Bambi Johnson, she was fired. And she would just lay there and do this monologue while she was dead.
Sad.
She was trying to be spiritual about it, but I was like, this is disgusting. You're naked and you're dead, and flowers are growing out of your armpits, and they're not even real. And she was fired after I complained about it. No one took out a Yelp page on that.
Right, well, I mean...
But they did what I performed at Shoes and was fabulous. Yelp took out a page. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah, you told me about that. That was really sad.
Yeah, 9 people saw the show and complained, so they closed the show.
Yeah, not the critics.
Yeah, that was the audience.
Right, yeah, that's what we found out.
Okay, so let's open these phone lines. People, when you call in, talk quietly. I don't need any more of my toes cracking. I already have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh my goodness, this is Pastor Perny and I'm trying to talk quiet.
Yes.
Like for Jesus, so your toes don't go to Satan.
That's right.
Well, you'll never guess what happened to Cousin Ernie.
Oh, God.
He has post-traumatic toe stress disorder.
What?
Double. He's
what?
Got the double problem. All his toes is cracked.
How is that
he
possible?
Got into the shellac, the boat shellac that Pernit used on Pernit's yacht for Jesus.
What?
When I do preaching on the seas, that's our annual cruise.
Oh.
And he got into that, and he now has marine varnished toes that cracked. And this stuff is supposed to be permanent and indestructible. And somehow he found a way to destroy it. There is something wrong with the boy. Or
well,
the girl, or the it, or the alien baby. I don't know what it is, but I think it's the alien baby from a test tube on some other planet.
Just a
minute. But not here. He is full of sin.
Jocelyn. It just doesn't work the same
it
when
just
I can't
doesn't.
Scream at her.
She doesn't know.
There you are, Jocelyn. How many times must I scream your name? Would you get me booked? I'll be right back. And that was the chair. I don't have gas like Glenda.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Would you get me booked?
A windy comfortable.
Siege with this preaching on the seas cruise.
I can hear you.
I'm going to be doing a speech on that preaching on the seas the next time it goes out.
Well, let me get this in my biblical device. Preaching on the seas.
Make sure it's me.
The speech. I do have to remind you it's preaching on the seas. So don't even try to rebrand it with something. I bought 10 million other word combinations, and you're not going to buy speaking on the seas, stripping on the seas, or dancing on the seas, or vibrations on the seas. None of it. You're not doing psychic on the seas, or psychic of the seas,
tarot
on the seas, or tarot of the seas.
All right,
I bought all the combinations. You're not going to come into my brand and take it away from Jesus and God and Pernian.
Jocelyn. Hold on just a moment.
All right.
Jocelyn? Yeah, cancel my trip on, preaching on the seas.
That's right.
There's no point. So anyway, what about meditation?
Took it.
Okay, yeah. Jocelyn, just cancel it.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to talk about? I don't have anything to say.
Well, Jesus wins again with Pernian.
Hi, guys, it's Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
I'm just here in my half-wide smoking my cheap-ass coupon-bought cigarettes from the clearance bin.
Oh, my gosh.
Try not to hack too hard. I don't want to crack your toes.
That's right.
Catherine, you're such a movie star, honey. Oh, my God, can I come on preaching on the seas?
What?
I won't try to cram anything into your brain.
Well, you can't.
Do you have a smoking section? I'd like to sit in the smoking on the seas section.
We don't have that.
I like Love Boat on the seas, Jeopardy on the seas, Popcorn on the seas, TV dinners on the seas. Do you have toilet paper on your boat?
Yes.
Good, I'll come on then, as long as it's free.
Oh no, it's not free. You have to pay for Jesus.
Yeah.
See, now we spread the word around that Jesus was poor the first time, and we need to get him some money, sort of like a GoFundMe page for Jesus, but we do it through Bless His Souls Ministries instead of GoFundMe and pay dollars, pay coins, pay that, pay this, and all them other dumb websites that is scams and frauds, Glenda.
Yeah.
We need to raise real funds for Jesus, not this fiat currency from the Fed.
Oh, please.
We need to get gold and silver.
That's right.
That's the only real money. According to the Constitution, Glenda, you should know that by name.
Well, I got my Monopoly board game somewhere. I can turn in some of that cash, the pink and the green and the yellow.
That's not real
other
money.
The colors of fake money. Doesn't matter, it's all fake anyway, right?
Right. I mean, did you see, like, Biden's bank pick of some bitch from the former Soviet Union who wants to end all private bank accounts and have the Federal Reserve be in charge of your bank accounts?
What
and the fact that?
That
she had a logical fallacy in her idea. There will be no private bank accounts.
That's
it's like, well, the Federal Reserve is a private system.
Yeah.
It's not actually part of the federal
noises.
Government.
Is
it's
anyone
a
else
privately
that?
Owned charter
there it is
bank.
Again.
So, that, you know, if we're not going to have private
what
banking accounts,
Glenda?
That means,
you
know, the Federal Reserve doesn't get to have anything either.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, I know.
It is you.
I'm out of cash. I'm off that.
That is you.
Still softener diet. And I had a whole thing of chicken today.
We were talking about banking.
From chicken delight, I had a
pocket
chicken, a couple of butter rolls, everything about you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Some ranch dressing.
I love butter rolls. Oh my god.
Dipping all my chicken in the ranch
dressing.
Dipping
the chicken.
Slimy all over it. Now I got gas and indigestion.
That's sad.
But it's so worth it, you know. I think it's gonna push that blockage out. It'll be out tomorrow.
See, now you could come to Bless the Souls Ministries, Glenda, give a speech on that. That's the latest thing, is giving speeches to people and teaching them things like in a course. And so we could have samples of what you've eaten.
That's a good
the
idea.
The ranch dipping sauce, mm-hmm. the bucket of butter rolls, the bucket of potato salad,
nice
the
salad.
Bucket of chicken.
Nice salad.
Because I think that my whole congregation is constipated and block up, and that's why they look like these. Mm-hmm. They is just rotund.
Roly-poly.
We went to a museum last night, and it was a museum of Jesus.
Oh.
And that's what the docent, that's Jesus. I learned two words, docent and rotund.
Wow.
And then someone thought it was fecund, like the dome on the building was fecund, and she had to correct him and say,
right.
No, that is rotund. It's a rotunda, not a fecunda.
Right.
This is one of my dumb members from the church made a fool out of himself.
Oh, wow.
So I kicked him out, and I didn't...
Shock.
I'm not refunding his Lord Doris funds.
I wouldn't.
That's too bad, so... But we might take a Yelp page out on him. I try to be quiet about it, but we's gonna take a Yelp page out on him.
That's right.
And give him Rotten Tomato score. So, Catherine, there you go. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's right. Thank Karma's you. The bitch.
Oh, I don't think mm-hmm. she is. I mean, Karma is...
What?
No, it's...
Karma Johnson's very nice. She usually writes very big checks to the church, so I don't think she's a witch with a B, Jonathan. She's a very nice lady, Karma.
No, I was talking about something else.
Yeah.
Like, you know... What goes around comes around.
Yep.
It's gonna, you know, cause an effect.
Karma.
What you put out comes back. So,
but
kinda like, yeah,
what
you know,
put out comes back.
Yep.
Well, I don't think Karma put out. She was sibilant.
What?
She was a very sibilant woman, and she never did the nasty.
The nasty?
You know her as well as Bernard do.
The nasty? Is that what you call sex, Pastor Man? The nasty?
It's just filth. Let me just...
That is
my biblical devices on. I was trying to record all this.
I'm tragic.
These last few lines. I don't need that sin and smut and filth in my device.
Shh,
sorry if I cracked your toes, Kim.
Let me check again. Okay, now I have another toe cracking. I'm going to have cloisonné nails. Maybe I should mark them up and sell them on the Home Shopping Network.
Oh my god, I could sit at home and I could point to your cracked toes
mm-hmm.
on them long infomercials and I say, Cecilia, I know her.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when we was talking too loud. Sylvia. And,
well,
I got gas coming out both ends, guys.
Glenda, you
sorry.
Ought to get that.
But I could say to Sylvia, look, hey. Elbow her in the ribs. Sylvia, you see that? I says, Sylvia, I know about her toes. That's called
Glenda.
PTSD. And she
what?
Got PTSD.
PTSD.
Sad little toes disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that cracked while we was talking on the radio. That bullshit.
Well, it's PTTSD, not PTSD. It's PTT, post-traumatic toe stress disorder. And I'll probably have to go to a therapist about that. And then I'll probably have to have another group session with Fifoni after I do my private session. Because I'm sure there's, like, retroactive baggage. And I'll need false repressed memory therapy. Because I think I have fake memories about this incident in the future. Even though it hasn't happened yet.
Ew.
Because it happened now in the present.
Huh?
Oh, you sound like you've been listening to that totally guy again, talking about consciousness and the pain body, and how his pain body is not conscious. And it's like, well, no wonder it hurts. Is your pain body doesn't have a consciousness. Pain is not real. That is from Satan, and that is a false...
It's a lower vibration.
...sensation. I go into a whole session on Sundays about that. There's no such thing as a pain body, because pain does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
There is only the body of spirit, and that is not in pains. It is in healings and other higher... notes that sing on the lyre and the harp of the glory clouds of the seven angels of Jesus when I do the dance.
I agree.
So is everyone sniffing the toe polish and you're just high as fuck on this show?
What?
This is like the dumbest conversation again.
Oh my god.
I should be back dating Diane Tangerino Grayson, whoever the frick her name was.
I can't believe this.
Oh my god.
Sorry, guys.
guys. Jonathan. Okay, I'm gonna go have a beer and talk to you later. And I'm gonna get. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Goodbye. Good night.
Good night, Jonathan. Good night.
You know, I think when I have to talk this quietly, it causes me to tighten my stomach muscles, and it pushes out.
What?
Something. You know?
What?
So I should probably go and check, okay. You guys. Just something's going on.
Glenda.
I'll talk to you later. Oh, my God. Good night.
Oh, good night, Glenda. Good night, Glenda. I wonder what was going on. I don't understand. Did she have a thought come out? Was it like an aha moment?
Not a thought.
You know, Oprah talks about them aha moments.
I know.
I just didn't think they came out that end.
I don't think that's what was Glenda's issue. I don't think it was a thought.
Idea?
It was probably a thud, though.
A thud of an idea.
Anyway, I need to go because my toes are cracking.
Oh, that's
I need to have a session. I need
session.
To see if my therapist can do a Zoom meeting tonight.
Oh, that's...
And not charge me overtime.
That's a problem.
Good night, everyone. It's a quiet evening before probably the worst or second worst week of the year.
Yeah.
Because of the eclipse and other things going on in the astrology that I don't want to talk about.
No.
Because it's too terrible and too overwhelming. Good night.
Good night. Is she gone? Is that the end of the show again? Hello? Hello? I'm just going to take this last note. PTTSD. No, I didn't really buy all them names. I just like to scare her off. She's so hotty-totty. Oh my goodness, Pert alone on the radio in the studio. Bless Souls Ministries. Pert used to have a radio show. Till she took over everything, took over the whole network. I don't know why that is, but something going on with this shutdown. I think she saw some kind of a emergency use authorization of the radio waves, and she took over. It's never been the same since. We all have to call in on our telephones. We hardly ever do an in-studio show anymore because of the COVID. Well, sending all your money to Jesus. You know, Jesus loves you even though he's coming to get you. I do my radar show. I check up on you. I check up more than Santa Claus. We got you all on the chip. That's part of a plan that we got. It's a covert plan for the church. Church chips. So, I guess I'll say goodnight now, and you just be blessed to know that Jesus and God and Pernie and love you and sending all your money. Don't make Jesus poor again when he comes back. We want him to be rich with Pernie and And God, of course.
Tell them what I thought about it. Because the last time I got criticized, I know how it felt. And that's what I told them. I said, you know, I don't do Yelp reviews on other people. I'm going to put it all in my next book. And it's going to be fabulous. I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace. And that's what I want to talk to people about. My book coming out is going to be fabulous. Let's open the phone lines and talk about things.
Oh, hi, girlfriend. So, you're writing a book. That's so cool.
I am,
so,
yeah.
That title sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. I thought that came out like 2 years ago.
Oh, no, it did. I released it spiritually.
Oh, okay.
You know, to do a market test to
find
out what do people think about me and, what I could write about me to really help them think of me.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's great.
Oh, it's really a lot fabulous. So let's open the phone lines and find out what other people have to think about me and why that is.
Oh, hi, it's Pastor Pernia Turner. You'll never guess what happened to Cousin Ernia. Now, Cousin Ernia didn't do nothing today. Nothing happened to Cousin Ernie. And that's why I think there is something going on suspicious that I don't know about. I'm always so suspicious of his things that go on that don't go on when he's doing nothing like this. And so Cousin Ernie is sitting in a box
and it's got a lid on it, and so it's like a little fort the kids play in, you know, with the lawn chairs and the blankets. But this is a box, and so he is sitting in the box, and he's been in the box all day, and once in a while I hear a rustling, like a tussling in there, and then, so I know he's still alive, but he's doing nothing. I just do not know what to do with it.
Hi, guys. Glenda.
Oh, hi, Glenda.
You'll never guess what happened to me today.
Nothing?
We was watching television, some rerun of the Mike Douglas Show right before Bewitched.
I like Bewitched.
And then the power went out. We was at Sylvia. She's got this Wi-Fi system. Mm-hmm. It's all super fine, high-tech mesh system from Amazon.
Mesh?
And it blew out. And oh, she couldn't get it back up and going.
Oh, my goodness.
And I says, well, Sylvia, that's part of the big tech takeover. She says, that's not all. I says, what do you mean? She says,
oh, my goodness.
Well, guess what, Glenda? My Wi-Fi is connected to the Internet of Things. And I says, what she's talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
You know, nudge, nudge. And she says, my refrigerator is connected to the Internet. And so now my Internet is shut off my refrigerator. And my electric toilet seat in the bathroom. I said, oh my God. What are you going to do with that? She said, I don't know, because that's how I find my way in the dark.
Yes.
With my electric toilet seat, it's got the LED lights on it with an automatic spray perfume system.
That's right.
So the shit don't stink, and then it flushes it for me. It's from Japan. It's real fancy.
Well, that is not Christian language, but I do like a little spritz before the flush flush when all the smell of fumes is going about. That's a real nice present, Glenda. Give hand claps from Jesus on the glory cloud. Now you know what that means, Glenda. Right. You know that Sylvia is sitting on a pile of cash.
Yes.
If she can afford the Internet of Things to control her refrigerator and her flush,
then she
needs to send that to Jesus. She has too much.
No, she don't have too much. She inherited about $93. And she spent that on the internet, yes. And then she also inherited her refrigerator. It's an old Frigidaire. And I says, oh my God, that's a double door one. I only had the single door for the whole thing, you know. No freezer, it's just a little apartment size like the kids like to have in the dorm. So it only holds about, you know, three boxes of cereal and a carton of milk and that's it. And that's why I always have to go to all that Texaco and the clearance bin to get my groceries.
Like I was saying, I wanted to open the phone lines so that you could ask questions about me and my fabulous book that's going to be coming out sometime in the next decade. I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace.
You know,
by Catherine Jamie Onimalu, and it's going to be a big hit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so ask me questions about that because I'm an expert in me.
I think this is kind of like a pre-market test, you know what I mean? It's obviously, they're not talking about it, so it's kind of like, you know, this show tonight is kind of like a metaphor of society. We really have this divided society. Half the people want to talk about only what they want to talk about, and the other half only wants to talk about what they want to talk about.
Not about me.
You know, kind of a split between the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, who gets to go to whose house for Christmas, depending on the shot, you know? I mean, it's... Am I the only one who sees symbolism? I just think it's pretty deep.
No, I get what you're saying. It's just that I know already that some people want to talk about me. Some people want to talk about things that I'm not doing. So, I mean, you see what I mean? It's like they're still talking about me. And that's what I need to put in the book.
Yeah.
People just can't stop talking about me.
Well, she was talking about, I was talking to Glenda about cereal in her refrigerator. Now, Glenda, you know cereal don't belong in the refrigerator.
What?
It belongs in a plastic container so roaches don't get in it.
I'll put my cereal in the refrigerator, you guys.
Well,
I empty it out and put it in a Ziploc bag so the roaches don't get in it.
Oh,
but, you know, roaches can get into them plastic containers because we got...
They can?
We got nuclear roaches here in Vegas. They migrated down from Area 51. I think they got zapped with that UFO shit.
That's right.
And that's bullshit. We got alien infected roaches that eat through plastic
Christian language.
Containers with the push top, you know, and done push top. Broke a nail last time. I had these press on nails.
Oh.
for Philip Fat Pocket.
That is sad. That's so sad.
You know, he's friends with... Anyway, Philip Fat Pocket is friends with Herbert Fat Pocket. So, the Fat Pockets and the Fat Pockets were this dueling family. Mm-hmm. Always having a family feud. You know, the TV show was not named after them.
Ooh.
That's where they didn't get the idea.
Oh, I didn't know they didn't get the idea from them dueling families. So that's good to know. That's like a trivia question when they play them card games and they say, now what answer is this not? And I'll say, the answer is not this. And that's how I get a perfect score. And then I get a move ahead on the game board. Pretty always win the games where the answer is wrong.
I like playing games with dice. You know, it reminds me of Vegas when I was smooth and hot with my moves. With the dice, of course.
Oh, right, Wendell. Because moving with dice is the only kind of movement you do. Yeah. Don't you have other movements?
Yeah, Linda, don't you do other movements?
Well, I can do other movements, you know, when I'm in the mood. After my day old jello at Elmer's, sitting next to Herbert Fat Pocket and Philip Fat Pocket. I just love my pocket twin boy.
Now, you know, Glenda, sometimes eating day old eats is gonna have some kind of disease from them nuclear roaches from the alien side.
I think so.
I think you ought to put all your leftovers in the plastic bags instead of the plastic containers.
That's a good idea.
But the roaches can eat.
Right.
You don't want to get roaches in your plastic containers, Glenda. Put them in Ziploc bags where they be safe.
So it's still a two-tiered conversation.
Yeah,
you know, there's like the upper people and then the lower people on so many levels, upper and lower. You know, like IQ, financial status, politics. Whether they say anything relevant, I'm just, you know, off the top of my head. I've had three beers, so I'm mellow tonight. I might stay on the whole call.
You know, another example is, do they pull the toilet paper from under the roll, or does it go over the top of the roll?
Yeah.
Now, I like the paper over the top of the roll.
Oh, yeah.
Not where you pull it from underneath.
Oh,
that's
God.
Always a sign that a lesbian changed the rolls in the stall.
That's bullshit.
I'm tired of flipping the toilet paper rolls around after the lesbians.
Yeah.
Flip it around, playing a joke on the rest of us.
Bullshit.
Us normal, beautiful, gorgeous people like me, I wrote a book called I've Never Really Been Anywhere Until I Got Somewhere After Leaving Someplace. And I'm just so gonna rub it into the lesbians and their toilet paper switching.
Well, honey, I didn't know that you were so upset over toilet paper rolls getting switched.
Yeah,
how did you go into those big, like, football stadium-sized stalls, bathrooms? I had a couple of screwdrivers in before the call tonight, so I'm with you, Josh. Yeah, I'm real smooth and mellow tonight. Glenda's relaxed, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So anyway, the bathrooms are so big in these Vegas casinos.
Huge.
They're so big, they're so wide, they're so loud, they're so cavernous.
They echo, you know.
And everyone's switching the rolls, and I go,
switch
them back. It's like we need to let them know to knock it off with the switch.
That's right, no switching. I'm tired of it.
So, you know, there's a bunch of really important lawsuits going on right now in the country because our freedoms are being taken away. But, you know, I just was trying to change the subject to something, you know, important. But, you continue on, you know,
Your Holiness, I know what you're talking about. Jonathan Pernod once had a very similar situation myself when I had to go and pick up some packages from the post office box at the post. And I had a long box, and someone delivered it to me and said, here's your rifle. And I said, it is not a rifle. It is a stuffed giraffe that I was delivering to Ferner Farms kids. Ferner Farms kids is all the kids from people who don't want their kids. And they just sit in a room and play with toys all day. And I give them candies and treats and some of the money I raise for Jesus. So I'm building a skyscraper for all the kids that people don't want called Ferner's Kids for Perniad. And that's not the name of the building. That's just we're still working on the branding on this. But so... a lot of people think that Pernod just keep all the monies when I
take Bobby Bogler and tie him upside down and beat him with pillows until money's and candies will fall out. But that's so funny to Pernia because I just give it to kids in need.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Bogler don't need nothing. His family's got two tennis courts in their yard filled with dust.
Rolling in it.
So they's not even using the abundance they have. I'm going to give it to people who really want it.
That's right. You're a real Peter Pan, taken from the rich and giving to the poor.
That's
I
right.
I love that.
Praise the rent.
Little Fairy Maid Marian. Wasn't that her name? Fairy Maid Marian.
Fairy Maid Marian.
Fairy.
Oh, no. You're thinking of that Broadway show.
That what?
Fairy and the Librarian.
Yes. Oh, that's
a song
right.
song from The Milked Man. Taken from the Music Man, but they thought it was not woke enough, and they said, we need to call this the Milking Man, because the Music Man's offensive to cows.
I heard that.
What?
I read that in the Inquirer last
week. I did, too.
The dairy farmers
said, in the Inquirer.
The Music Man musical is not woke.
Well.
It's white supremacist, and it is offensive to dairy cows.
The moo cows.
So he's going to have the Milking Man.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
The Fairy and the Librarian, that song is in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember that song so well. I used to square dance to it in my head.
Oh, my goodness.
Dancing with Herbert Fat Pocket.
Was he wearing plaid?
Or was it Philip Fat Pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I just love the song Fairy in the Library.
Did you wear plaid?
And, you know, it's also coming out that the CDC and someone else has been lying. Oh, no, it was Pfizer was lying about the efficacy of the vaccines and how many people have died. It was actually six more people than they had originally reported.
Oh, my goodness.
Six more people died of the Pfizer vaccine than the unvaccinated control group. I'm just trying to throw important news things in that aren't fake news. You know, they're cogent, relevant, and important to, you know, the survival of the country.
That's right.
Just like putting in my two cents.
Yeah.
I might need another beer.
You know, did you see Fairy in the Librarian, Johnson?
No.
It's a good number. It's a real hot number.
I remember that. That was toe tapping. Next time I see that, I'm going to have to watch it on VHS because I won't let Cousin Ernie see it. He's still in the box. Hold on just a minute. Is you in there? Is you in there?
Be careful.
I heard some rustling and shuffling about. He's probably in there nudging out, Pat.
Just be very careful.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Cousin Ernie did not just crawl out of the box. Something else did. It was a brown creature with fur.
What?
And it just crawled out the doggy door. So Cousin Ernie was not in the box.
Good Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't Cousin Ernie in the box in Permit's house.
Hello?
Oh, dear.
Okay, is he there?
Well...
Is someone at his house?
Yeah,
if someone's listening in the vicinity of Pastor Perry at Blessed Souls Ministries, or Ferner Farms, or his short
beer.
Bus,
I'll be right back.
Or if he's out somewhere in the field reporting on a story, could you see if he's all right? Because we can't do anything without him talking on the show. I have a book coming out. It's called I've Never Really Been Anywhere Until I Got Somewhere After Leaving Someplace. It's going to be coming out very soon, and I'm very famous in it. And it's going to make me even more famous, and I'm beautiful.
What's happening?
Sorry, honey. Hold on. I got a tickle in my throat.
Oh, you need to gargle.
You ever do that at the top of your mouth?
No.
The roof of your mouth gets real itchy.
No.
I think it's from my cocktails.
Okay.
They add a little too much simple syrup to it. Sorry, guys. That is so sad.
So, I was going to say something relevant again, but I decided not to. I think I'm just going to go. I'm thinking of calling up Geraldine Watermelon. She's from a different vegan group that I'm going to start going to. Just because, you know, they're a little bit different. A little bit different. Okay, maybe not.
Really,
you know, I've had three beers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go see Geraldine.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye, honey.
Good night, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm relaxed too, honey. So I think I better go.
Okay.
Rerun of the Mac Douglas show and then watch Fantasy Island and a Love Boat Marathon and have some popcorn and call it a night.
Okay.
God, I've been busy today. I had macaroni. Well, good night.
Oh, that's it. Well, all right. Good night, Glenda. I have a book coming out, everyone. I've never really been anywhere until I got somewhere after leaving someplace. It's going to come out and probably blow everybody away. You know, I'm still working on the title. Subtitle is what it's called. Subtitle, right? Catherine and her amazing blow dryer. I don't know. Are we still on the air? Oh, I still have dead air to fill. Hi, you guys. I just have these notes. that I took from another meeting today. John, you don't have anything to say. Pick a finger. Well, turn my mic off. I don't have anything to say. The show's over. The show's over, everybody. It's over. There we go. It's over. Good night. It's over. Johnny, cut my mic. It's over. It's over. Good night. Just cut my mic. Just pick a finger. It's over, everyone.